From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump has declared Obamacare essentially dead after the House of Representatives narrowly passes a Republican-crafted health care replacement on Thursday. Trump celebrated his first major legislative win in the White House Rose Garden, surrounded by many of the Republicans who voted to repeal and replace former President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
Premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan. And ultimately, that's what it's all about.
But Democrats like Congressman Steny Hoyer say this will raise the price of premiums and leave millions without health care.
It will, in fact, increase from 24% to 29% the premiums of those who have insurance either through their employer or on the private market.
The bill is still a long way to go before it can become law. It now goes to the Senate, which is expected to make major changes before approving and possibly sending back to the House. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week after 2 weeks of small gains. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims dropped by 19,000, the lowest level in 3 weeks. Delta Airlines is offering refunds and compensation to a California family that says they were forced off of a plane and threatened with jail after refusing to give up one of their seats on a crowded flight. A video of the April 23rd incident was uploaded on YouTube on Wednesday and added to the list of recent encounters on airlines that have gone viral. Just recently, a man settled with United Airlines after being physically dragged off of a flight. This is VOA.